With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Efforts are underway to hunt down, trap, and remove several pests that could be a threat to the agricultural industry, like Asian giant hornets, apple maggots, Japanese beetles, and the spongy moth. Carla Salp, acting communications director for the Washington Department of Agriculture, says it's that time of year.
Yeah, we already have trappers putting out a few traps for Japanese beetle, and that will be picking up over the coming weeks.
It's unclear, Salp says, exactly how many traps will be deployed.
But they will be putting out even more traps this year compared to last year for Japanese beetle. We did have those 24,000 beetles that were Japanese beetles that were caught in the Grandview area. And so they've actually started just this week the eradication project, which is going to be a multi-year endeavor.
And Salp says the traps will probably expand a little beyond Grandview this year.
Yeah, our trapping, I think, is going to extend a little bit further, but we only have 1 year of trapping so far. So we know where they were last year, and so we don't have a great feel for whether that is expanding or shrinking.
She says it's a different approach this year.
Last year, we were not able to conduct an eradication, even though we knew we were going to have large numbers of beetles being trapped. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this year with the treatments that are starting this week and then the trapping as well.
WSDA is still asking folks to report any sighting of questionable critters you see, and pictures are necessary. Tune in tomorrow for more. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.